Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, January the 5th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 32 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. A little cooler than it has been the last couple mornings. But 32 degrees, not bad for early January here in the Midwest. I have not screwed up the date yet. I want that noted somewhere that I have not screwed up the year yet. I've said 2023 every time. You know, ever since I got into radio 20 years ago, I have always screwed up the date. Anytime a year would change, because you get into a kind of a routine. And when you say a year for 365 days every morning, sometimes two or three times a morning, it just gets stuck in your head. So when the year abruptly changes, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for that to sink in. This year, I'm doing pretty good, so I just want that noted. Now, today, I have a lot of stuff to talk about. Now, I don't think we have any guests scheduled on the program today, but there's a lot of stuff I've wanted to talk about. We've had a very busy week with guests. We had Buckeye Guy on Tuesday morning, talking about the Ohio State game. We had Mayor Schertzer on talking about the treasurer's race and him not running for re-election for mayor. Yesterday we had Sam Donaldson on talking about Barbara Walters. And then we had a little conversation in the second hour. But I always like just to talk to you, the listening audience, because I think you guys know a lot more than I know, and I like having those conversations. So this morning will be kind of like that. No guests this morning, and we may even get into some games later on. But there are a lot of things I want to talk about this morning. Some are interesting, I hope, and some maybe not so interesting, because some things this morning I'm going to talk about are a little inside of the broadcasting business. But I want to bring them up because I think, well, when we get to them, I'll explain that. The first thing I want to do, though, is say I'm very excited today because if you did not listen to the show yesterday, our friend Lee, who was an avid listener to this program, an avid caller for a long, long time, when we went digital, he did not have the services to listen to us digitally. And I was so excited yesterday because Lee called in and said that sometime over the holiday, he had purchased a Roku television and the internet people were coming to his house today to hook up the internet. So once the internet is hooked up, he should be able to get the TuneIn app on his Roku television. I know a lot of people listen that way. And he should join us here every morning. And for the most part, that brings back pretty well all of our regular listeners. I'm sure there are a few that I'm forgetting, but you know, Lee was an avid regular listener. So I appreciate that he will be joining the ranks, I would imagine, either tomorrow or next week, of being able to listen every morning. You know, he always had great opinions. He called in. And that's what we like in people who listen. I know a lot of people work and are not able to call in all the time. But it's fun to have a running dialogue with somebody. And Lee always had opinions. And I'm glad he will be back with us, I would imagine, either tomorrow or early next week, depending on how the internet hookup goes up today, how the internet hookup goes today, and if he's able to download the TuneIn app, which is not difficult. So hopefully he'll be able to do that. So I was glad to hear that. Oh, we're getting a call right off the bat here. Let's go to the phones, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
good.
Is this Brinley?
I like the card that you gave me.
Oh, I'm so glad. So you got the Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, did Christmas go okay for you?
Yes.
Did Santa bring you everything you wanted?
No.
No. Oh, no. What didn't Santa bring you?
He didn't bring me poppets.
Oh, poppets?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What was your favorite gift?
The rainbow high.
Oh, well, that sounds very nice. So you got our card in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thank you for sending us a card. I appreciate it. Now, do you like listening to us in the morning?
Uh-huh.
Now, how old are you, Brinley?
Six.
Well, I'm so glad you're listening to us, and I'm so glad you called in. Are you back to school?
Yeah.
Do you like school?
Kind of.
Well, I know. I know that feeling. Well, I'm so glad you called in this morning, Brinley. It's good to hear from you. Call in any time, and I hope you have a good day at school.
Me too.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Brinley got her card, and we're very glad to hear that. Thank you, Brinley, for listening. And as I always say, she might be our youngest listener at 6 years old, but our listeners span into people into their 90s. So that's pretty good. So thank you, Brinley, for being out there and listening. And I'm so glad you got your card. And by the way, anybody else who's listening, I hope you got your Christmas cards okay. This year was very strange because I had to go to the office to get the cards. And the last day I went to the office before Christmas was the night of the Christmas party. So it would have been like that Tuesday before Christmas. And I had planned to go on that Friday, but that's the day we got the big snowstorm. So I think I did get all the Christmas cards, and I did mail out the Christmas cards prior to Christmas. But the problem was, I think the snowstorm slowed everything down. And then, of course, we had Monday, the 26th, was observed as a holiday, so the mail didn't run that day. And then the mail did not run on the 2nd, because that was an observed holiday. So we had 2 3-day weekends. So I hope everybody got their cards. They did go out, and I thank everybody who sent us a Christmas card. That is always a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that Brinley sent us one, along with every other person who we read on the air who sent us a card. So, by the way, let me know that you did get your Christmas card. If you sent us one, I did try to send you one back. So I think everybody got them. Or at least I hope they did. So just let me know if everybody got their Christmas card. But I'm glad Brinley let me know. That puts me in good stead because I don't think Brinley lives in Marion. So I'm very glad that she was able to get her Christmas card okay. And she's got a great-grandmother. Not a great-grandmother. She's got an extremely good grandmother who I know she listens with every morning. So I appreciate that. And I'm so glad Lee will be back with us, as I say. I know a lot of people always ask. They say, well, have you heard from Lee? How is he doing? Well, he'll be back in the fold, I would imagine, either tomorrow or early next week. So that is the way to start off the morning this morning in a positive way. Now, we've talked about this all week, but there's not much more to say today. Just to keep you up to date, of course, Mayor Schertzer announced that he would not run for mayor for a fifth term. He announced that on this show on Tuesday. And yesterday, former police chief and current chief deputy, Bill Collins, announced that he would run. And I think that's pretty much all there is to say there right now. We'll see how that all shakes out as time goes on. Now, here's where I want to get in. Well, let's go through a few more things here before I get back to this. But there are a couple things here I want to talk about, just from a broadcasting standpoint. Now, yesterday, and I can't talk about this, so this is going to be very vague. I can't talk about this yet. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to talk about this, or early next week. But I got a surprise gift yesterday. Now, I think it's kind of a late Christmas gift because the person was not able to do what they normally do because of the snow and the weather that we had. So I believe that's why the gift did not come until after the first of the year. But it is a great gift, and I want to... Well, see, I don't want to say any more. I don't want to give it away. But I'll just tell you, I did get a surprise last-minute Christmas gift yesterday that I'll get into either tomorrow or early next week. But I can't talk about it now for a reason, and I'll tell you why I can't talk about it now when I am able to talk about it, if any of that makes any sense. Okay. But I thank the person who did give the surprise gift. Now, yesterday must have been late Christmas gift giving day. Because not only did I get that surprise gift, but I got another surprise. Well, I guess it wasn't a surprise. I got another gift. Now, here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. And this gift was very good. This gift was right up my alley because it was a bunch of stuff that I like. It was like diet sodas and pretzels and Butterfingers and things like that. And maybe if I get a picture of it, I'll post it on social media because the presentation of it was very nice. It wasn't just like a bunch of Butterfingers and diet sodas thrown in a bag. You know, it was really done up nice. Now, here's the thing, though, about this gift. I believe... Now, this is not a negative thing to say. So don't take this as negative, and don't take this as me being ungrateful. But I have said for years that just because I get somebody a gift does not mean they have to get me a gift. Now, a lot of people feel that they have to reciprocate. If you get them a gift, they have to get you a gift. And here's what I think has happened with this particular person. Good person, nice person, I like this person. It's no slight on the person. But I believe every year that we have ever exchanged gifts, except one, I gave my gift to them before they gave it to me. And there was always like a week or two in between the gift giving. So I still contend to this day that the only reason I get a gift from this person is because I give them a gift, which is not necessary. They don't have to get me a gift. That goes for birthdays or whatever. You know, because you only want people to get you a gift if they really want to. You don't want to put a crimp in their budget. You don't want to make them have to go out and do something they don't want to do. So I'm just saying it was a very nice gift. I have diet sodas now. I have pretzels. I have, I believe, cashews. I believe I have Butterfingers. I haven't really went through the box yet. But it's very nice. It's a nice presentation. But I do believe that the only reason it was given is because I gave that person a Christmas gift, which is not necessary. That's the reason I'm bringing that up this morning. But I appreciate it. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Now, that's an age-old problem. If somebody gets you a gift, do you feel compelled to buy them a gift? Now, this is not always just at Christmas. This can be at birthday time. This can be at Valentine's Day. This can be Easter. This can be just out of the blue. Somebody gets you a gift. Do you feel compelled to get them something? Even though maybe you would never have gotten them anything, they would never have crossed your mind as somebody you would have gotten a gift for, but yet you do it because they got you something. The only time I've ever noticed where that doesn't happen is if somebody's in the hospital. Now, if somebody is in the hospital and you bring them a gift, usually they don't get you a gift back, which I think is how it should be. Now, graduation parties, usually people send cards. Bridal showers and wedding showers and those sort of things, usually people send cards, so that's not a reciprocal gift thing. But when it comes to birthdays and Christmas and just out-of-the-blue gifts, people feel the need to reciprocate. And I don't know why that is. You know, to me, that's one of those age-old questions, like, why do people buy bread and milk when a storm is coming? It makes no sense to me. So does anybody feel the need to reciprocate when somebody gives them a gift? I mean, what do you think the protocol is there? And why do people feel the need to reciprocate? 740-751-4038. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. This is a nice, light topic this morning. Nothing we can get off into the weeds or political or anything like that. Just a nice, easy topic. Do you feel that you should give a gift when you get a gift? Even if you had not planned to get that person a gift anyway. 740-751-4038. Okay, so that came yesterday, and I do appreciate it. I do want to say that. I do appreciate the gift. So two late Christmas gifts came in yesterday. Now, I do want to make mention of this, because I don't think I've really talked about this week, because we've been busy talking about so many other things. It's the football player who was hurt, I believe for the Bills, during the game Sunday. Was it Sunday night? Sunday or Monday night with the Bengals. Now, yesterday, I did see a few news reports that said he's doing better. But it's my understanding that his heart actually stopped. He went into cardiac arrest when he was on the field and had to be taken off. And it was just a terribly sad story. Young guy. And what it has done now is put a lot of focus on football. Is football too rough? You know, the conversations have been out there for years about concussions and brain damage and things that can happen because of football, and now we're having the discussion when it comes to heart health, just overall physical health. I mean, does anybody have an opinion on this? I don't know. What is it? Hold on. I think I got his name here. Damar Hamlin. You know, shirts are being put out and their prayer vigils are happening. And that certainly is a good thing. But what a horrible thing. And does anybody know more about this story than I know? Because to be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about it. I just know that his heart had stopped and he had went into cardiac arrest and they stopped the game. And he's been in intensive care, but I do think he's getting better. But does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. Or can anybody fill us in on anything in regard to that? That maybe, I don't know. Because it's quite possible there are things I don't know about that particular story. So, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And what do you think? Do you think football is too rough? I mean, people have been playing it for a long time, and I think the equipment has gotten better over the years. I don't know. You know, I'm not somebody good to come to for this conversation because I've never really been a football fan. I prefer baseball to football when it comes to sports, and I really don't even watch a lot of baseball anymore. But it seems like they're coming down pretty good on football because of this. So if you have any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. What else do we have? Well, I saw the obituary today. I believe it's in the Marion Star today. Somebody will have to fill me in on that. For the Marion girl who was murdered in Upper Sandusky. I believe it's at the Dollar Tree. Is that right? I think that's right. And we went through it yesterday a little bit. Some guy comes in with a machete and murders her. She'd only been married a few months. I mean, it's just horrible. Of course she didn't have life insurance. Of course she didn't have a whole lot of money. Just graduated college, I believe, is what we were told yesterday. I mean, it's just a horribly sad story, and I believe her obituary is in the Marion Star today. Somebody's going to have to fill me in on that, though. Was her obituary in the Star? I saw her obituary online. Now, I don't know if that's because it was in the Star or if that's because it was on a website, but just a sad, sad situation, and we've said this for days now. I don't even know what to say about it. It's awful. And you think about things that go on with guns. I mean, my goodness gracious, this was done with a machete, of all things. I don't understand it. And they say that the guy who killed her did not take anything, so it doesn't look like he was trying to rob the place. I just don't understand. I don't understand that story. But it does just sound awful. So if anybody has any information, is the obituary in the Marion Star today? Does it have any information in regard to her? Has anybody heard anything more regarding this case? Give us a buzz. Maybe somebody out there knew her. I don't know. I just know that I don't think it's a reflection of the times we live in, because there always has been crime. And there always have been murders, unfortunately. This is just, you know, I think the internet and things like that speed up stuff like this. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, there's nothing in today's paper about that.
That must have just been an online thing then.
Yeah, because it's got Mayor's sister and stuff. It doesn't even mention the obituary or anything.
Really? Well, you know, it's just, hopefully it'll be in tomorrow. I'm sure they'll run it. Hopefully it'll be in tomorrow's paper. But, you know, it's just sad. And I don't think we know anything more about it at this point, which is unfortunate. But I don't know. How old was she again?
She was 22 and he was 27.
22. Now, the guy who murdered her was 27?
Yes, I think they said, I don't know if, I think he was, I don't know if he was a black male. They don't know if I don't know, like, if he was Mexican, something like that, I think. That's what I heard.
Well, I don't know. I saw the obituary this morning. It must just be on the website. Yeah, website of the funeral home, I would imagine. But it's awful. It's just an awful thing.
Well, maybe it'll be like in tomorrow's. I don't know how they do that.
Well, I know the newspaper runs a couple days behind because of the way they print it. So, you know, that could be possibly the reason. But
yeah, maybe somebody knows something, you know, about it, but there was nothing in today's paper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, so nothing in today's paper, but apparently it must have come out from the funeral home, so there you go. If anybody else has anything they'd like to add to that or about the football story, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 38 minutes past the hour. Now, here's something I did yesterday. I bought a wreath. Now, I have too much Christmas stuff, and I realized that when I was packing it up this year, and I said, I am not going to buy any more Christmas stuff. Now, if somebody buys me a Christmas thing, I'll put it up, because, you know, ornaments and things like that, that you get from somebody else, those are important things, but I'm almost running out of space in the closet where I put all the Christmas stuff. So yesterday, I'm at work, and there are wreaths on sale for, I believe it was 90% off. Plus, I get a discount for working at the place. So these wreaths ended up being like $1.30. $1.30 for a wreath. So, of course, I bought two of them. So I went back on my promise already, just, what is it now, 10 days, 11 days after Christmas, and got two wreaths that I guess I will put in the closet and bust out next Christmas. But hey, when a wreath is $1.30, 90% off the original price, I got another, I can't remember if it was 10 or 15% off of that, $1.30 for a wreath for what they originally cost. Hey, you have to get two. I got a green one and a red one. Now, is it hard for you to pass up a sale like that, even though you know you probably don't really need it? Because trust me, I really don't need Christmas decorations. Number one, it's January, and we're going to have 11 months before Christmas decorations come out again. And number two, I just have a lot of Christmas decorations already. But is it hard to pass up a sale like that when it's $1.30 for the wreath? Well, obviously for me, it was very difficult. So that's what happened in the old purchasing department yesterday. Okay, now here's the stuff this morning I wanted to get into in regard to maybe broadcasting and news in general. Now, I'm going to try to do this. This all might sound a little vague because I don't want to implicate anybody because I don't think anything was done necessarily on purpose. But let's start here. We did have a guest booked on the program this morning. There was a guest who was supposed to be on. I don't believe that we have ever announced who it was. But here's the thing. A lot of events happen in life, and people get busy. And I understand people have to cancel for reasons. But I just want to say, the most difficult part of this business is the booking. You know, getting the person on to do the interview, that's not that difficult. I mean, it can be sometimes, but it's not the most difficult part. It's actually getting the person to agree to do the interview and then actually having them show up to do the interview. Now, what was interesting about this interview is that this person was booked several days ago. And to be honest with you, I really don't know what happened, but the cancellation came this morning, and that's okay. You know, we move on. But I just basically wanted to say the booking is the most difficult part of this business. Now, the bigger story that I wanted to talk about this morning is giving credit in the broadcasting industry, in the news business, when it is deserved. Now, when I'm on the air, just like earlier this morning, I always say, has anybody looked in the Marion Star? Is this news coming from the Marion Star? Or if I read a story, I'll say, I got this from the Marion Star. Or I'll say, I got this from the Associated Press. Now, here's why this is on my mind this morning. And again, usually, there's no problem with this. Usually, it's perfectly fine. But here's the deal. When a news story happens, let's say here in Marion, when a news story happens that is worthy of being covered, let's say a murder, for example. If a murder happens and the police department lets you know there's been a murder, then nobody has any claim to that story. Because we've all been told there's a murder, we're all probably going to cover it, and that's that. You don't have to give anybody else any credit. Now, here is where it's different. If the news story happens on your show, if you're in broadcasting, or if the news story is written about in the newspaper, because you got some news, the reporter of the newspaper got some from the newspaper, got some news and reported it. That's their story. Because it happened in their realm. The problem is that when the story happens with you, and then somebody else covers that story and doesn't mention where it happened, acts as if it just happened, that's a little strange. Because to be honest with you, I've never had that happen. I was trying to think this morning, has that ever happened in all the years I've been in broadcasting here in Marion? And to be honest with you, with the other radio stations and with the newspaper, I can never remember somebody taking something that was on this station and then running it, but not running where it came from. And again, maybe you know what I'm talking about, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but when it happened this week for the first time, I was not angry or anything of that nature. I guess I was just surprised, because 20 years in, I've never had that happen. But this was the first time. And I'll tell you something, and this is the honest truth of it. The reason you want yourself mentioned, and the reason we mention the Marion Star when we do one of their stories or we do the Associated Press, is mainly if you want to read up more on it, or if you want to look at an organization that is doing some good work, at least we're telling you where to go. I mean, I remember the big story this past summer about the guy who gave the commencement speech at River Valley. We always credited the Marion Star for covering that story. Now, when we do something and no credit is given, you know, I just don't know why that was. Maybe it was an oversight. I don't understand. Maybe there's just a different opinion about it. Maybe. I don't know. But the reason you want credit, as I say again, we are all in the business of getting people to listen, watch, and read what we do. So giving credit is a big deal if it is your story. That's all I have to say about that. But I was just surprised. And honestly, you can think that I was angry. You can think that anything. I really wasn't. I read the story and I thought, my goodness, this has never happened. I've never seen this before. But maybe times are changing, too. Maybe that's just a sign of the times. In any event, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have an opinion on that? Should you give credit where credit is due? And again, these are very, I mean, the rules on this are very sketchy. As I say again, if it's a story that happens like a murder or a robbery or a car crash or something like that, that's fair game. And anybody can cover that any way they like because we all know about it. And I don't think you have to give anybody credit in that particular case. But if the news source, whether it be television or radio or print, is where the story happened, then you should give them credit if you're also going to do the story. You know, I don't want to revert back to Bill Cosby here, but last week when he was on and made his announcement that he was going to go back to stand-up comedy on this show, almost every news site that reported that, from the United Kingdom to Canada to all over the United States, always said they gave us credit as the place where he said it. You know, Bill Cosby went on WGH Talk on Now with Scott Spears and said he was going to tour again. Then they write the story. Now, that's how it should be done, because that is the story. That's where he made that announcement. Now, other stories, as of late, have not gone that way. Now, it's over at this point. I don't think you can do anything about it. But that's showbiz. So that's the little inside today. So 740-751-4038. 49 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? We've got a lot of interesting topics. Does anybody have any thoughts on giving a gift if you get a gift? I still think that's an interesting topic. If somebody gets you a gift, do you feel compelled to give them a gift? Also, the football player, DeMar Hamlin, who was hurt in the Bengals game this week. What do you make of that? Does it spell bad news for the football, the game of football? A lot of talk about that this week. Any more news on the story, the horrible story of the girl, the Marion girl being murdered in Upper Sandusky? Is it hard for you to pass up a deal when it's $1.30, when a wreath is $1.30, even if you don't need it, do you buy it? And what do you make of giving credit where credit's due? You know, I'm sure in your own business, whatever business you're in, or whatever business maybe you were in life, did you always feel if you did something, and maybe you went to the supervisor, did you always feel it necessary to give credit to the person who actually did or maybe started what you were doing? And as I say, I'm trying very hard here not to say exactly what happened, because I don't want to condemn anything here in Marion or any person or any organization, because I think that's inappropriate. I don't think there's any need to do that. And again, the only reason I brought it up this morning is I was just surprised, because I've always had a good relationship with this person. I have a lot of respect for this person as a journalist, and that the organization, as a journalistic organization. And I never have had that happen in 20 years. So it was surprising to me. All right, we got about 9 minutes left in this hour, and we've got a whole nother hour next hour. Hey, 2 degrees up, 34 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And feel free to call in and tell me that I'm just whining about nothing here. If you think that this doesn't matter, feel free to do that as well. 740-751-4038. Now, there was something else this morning I wanted to talk about. Coming up in less than a month is Groundhog Day. And I believe Groundhog Day falls on a Thursday this year. Thursday, February the 2nd, will be Groundhog Day. And of course, here in Marion, Groundhog Day is a big deal in Marion because of Buckeye Chuck. And essentially, the thing that Charlie started so many years ago, well over 40 years ago now. So that's a big deal here in Marion. So we thought, what can we do? Well, there was a suggestion made. What can we do here not to compete with that? Not to compete with the Buckeye Chuck, because we want that to go off without a hitch like it always has. But what could we do that just to have some fun on Groundhog Day? Because we like to have fun on New Year's. We like to have fun on Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, all those holidays. So what could we do on Groundhog Day that would be a lot of fun? Because there is a lot of attention in Marion on Groundhog Day in regard to the Buckeye Chuck. So it came to us yesterday that, why not do something with pizza? Because we've done so many things with pizza, certainly at Thanksgiving. We did the fruitcake pizza at Christmas time. Why not do something with the pizza? Now, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. I thought on this last night, and I think we have a couple people thinking on this. What could we do on Groundhog Day to celebrate it with pizza. Now, obviously, we could have a ground hog pizza, which I'm not sure what that would consist of, because I'm not the culinary expert on this one. But I thought the whole point behind Groundhog Day is, are we going to have 6 more weeks of winter? That's basically what it comes down to. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we had, let's just, for better, lack of a better term at this point, call it a groundhog pizza. I don't know exactly what it'll be, but let's say groundhog pizza. So we have this pizza in the studio, and let's say we get a surprise guest. Now, I don't know who it'll be at this point. Somebody not with the station, let's put it that way. Somebody to come in, maybe with some significance to the weather. That would be nice, being Groundhog Day. Having somebody come in and taste this pizza. Now, here's what I don't know. After tasting the pizza, the person would either have to predict that we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter, or we're not going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Now, I don't know, based on tasting the pizza, how we could do that. I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas? So that's where I am on this point. Obviously, I think at this point we can have a groundhog pizza. And obviously, at this point, we can have somebody test it. But how do we decide if there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter or not 6 more weeks of winter after the person tastes the pizza? This is the question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, we're certainly not going to do this the same time as Buckeye Chuck. We're not going to get anywhere near that, because that is an icon that was started by Charlie, and we have the utmost respect for Charlie, and I worked with him for so many years, as everybody knows, and he deserves that accolade. And I hope he's mentioned when the story goes out on Groundhog Day. So we're not going to interfere with that. I think they do the Groundhog Day thing between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. So we won't even be on the air yet when that's happening. We won't be on, obviously, till after 8 that morning. So we'll be able to tell you by the time we come on what Buckeye Chuck said. But we're going to do our own little thing here with pizza, what I think will be groundhog pizza. But who would you like to see taste test this pizza? And how could we come up with the idea of, is there going to be 6 more weeks of winter or not? What would be I just don't know. I mean, I don't even know what to call it. What would be the outcome that would make you say, okay, there is going to be 6 more weeks of winter, or there's not going to be 6 more weeks of winter? See, we go from taking stories to groundhog pizza. That's how we can change subjects here on this station. Does anybody have any ideas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I bet if Lee was here with us, he'd have an idea about this. And hopefully, maybe he'll be back tomorrow. He could be back as early as tomorrow, considering that apparently he's having his internet hooked up sometime today. You know, I'll tell you, waiting around for those internet people, that's an all-day job. Holy mackerel. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on how we could do Groundhog Day on this station? Just to have some fun with the old groundhog. We'll figure it out as time goes on, but any suggestions certainly would be welcome. Do want to remind everybody, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today from 10:15 until 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. So we do have a lot of stuff coming up here on the station today, and we implore you to listen to it. via the website, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH. That's what we hope you're able to do. All right, we got a little bit of time left here before the top of the hour, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Groundhog Day, the football player? Do you need to give a gift if you get a gift? And how late can you give Christmas presents? Can you still give them in February? I don't know. We're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time,